Hey, everybody, it's Savannah Guthrie.
And I'm Hoda Kotb, and we've got some great news to share.
The Today Show is now available wherever you get your podcasts.
Can you believe that? Right now, you can get your daily dose of news and headlines and the day's top interviews from us right here every single morning.
We have what you need to start your day, and it's available every day, wherever you get your podcast.
So why not subscribe and follow Today to start listening?
Well, the return of comedian Orny Adams in the first half, I'll pitch a TV show that I think would be a hit, a huge hit. We'll talk about fat prostitutes right after this.
From Corolla One Studios in Glendale, California, this is the Adam Carolla Show. Adam's guest today, Orny Adams. And now, even though he's always hot and is pretty hairy, he's definitely not warm and fuzzy. Adam Carolla.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on a church. Get it on. And welcome to the show, Orny Adams. And Chris Maxipat over there. Oh, Orny, so much to get into. First off, I don't know if I said it that night, but my last Adam Carolla and Friends over at the Hollywood Improv, Orny crushed it. And, you know, every time we do one of those shows, we've done four or five, never quite know who's going to get up there and crush it because, you know, you got your Jay Lenos and right. You got your Dane Cooks and your sort of household namies, but it doesn't mean on that particular night that's going to be the winner.
Right.
And I'd say everyone did great, but I think Orny wins the award for crushing it that night.
Wow. What an honor.
Yeah, so good.
It's all I can do, as I've said before. That's it. Just stand up.
Well, good. It's good that you're good at it.
Thank you. Great audience.
Yeah,
and what's
good
fun,
audience.
And I'll tell you what's fun is I'm still at the point in my career, after doing this 30 years, where I get up on stage and some people don't know me.
Yeah.
And I have to win them over. Mm-hmm. So there's a little sort of like they're going to sit back and what is this?
That was me. Arms folded.
I saw you on the balcony.
Looking down my nose.
Yeah.
Well, you know, part of the fun for me is catching everyone's set. I love to see the variety, the potpourri basket of comedians and ideas. And everyone did great, but I think Orny crushed it that night.
I loved it because your show, I was at the Teen Wolf premiere, that movie.
Oh, that's right.
And it gave me an excuse to leave. I didn't have to watch the movie.
Yes.
I did the red carpet. I went into the movie theater, saw my name on the credit, and then I ducked out.
It's also, I do think when other comedians know there's other really strong comedians on the bill, they sort of up their game a little bit because there's that sense of, you know, sometimes when you're on the road and there's just a local opener and it's the late show at the club you've barely heard of and people you're never going to see again. You go out there and you bring it, but it's when the other comedians,
I do the same every
peers in the room.
I do the same.
Do the same.
So you're saying
you're pro?
Yeah. If there was eight people in the belly room, it would be the same energy, the same going for the – I go for the throat every time.
So no bunch of comedians who you respect standing in the room. No, I'm going to bring it up a notch.
No. I'm aware you're watching.
Right.
I want you to like me.
Right.
But I'm not doing anything different than if you weren't there.
Well, then that is a testament to you, my friend, because Orny just brought it, burned the calories, and slayed the room. All right. Yeah. So moving on. Now I got some stuff I want to get into, which is the great Bobby Hull died. He was he's in the Hall of Fame. One of the greatest hockey players of all time. I'm not a big hockey guy. I don't know if you are or
no.
But you heard of Bobby Hull?
I haven't, no.
Wow, are you not a hockey guy?
No, I went to one game, the LA Kings, and the score was 6-2, and I missed all eight of the goals.
Really?
Yeah, I was looking over here, and then somebody scored over there. Completely couldn't follow
it's
the game.
Quick.
Yeah.
Well, Bobby Hull is – look, I'm from North Hollywood. We didn't have hockey. We didn't do hockey. There was no hockey. But – I'd heard of Bobby Hull. He's a perennial all-star. I don't know where he is ranked, but he's got to be in the top five of like all time hockey players, a legend in hockey. And he passed. And I was learning about this through watching SportsCenter last night. And I watched what they said because they, you know, when your SportsCenter and a hockey all time legend dies, you gotta say something. Right. So, but I thought it was interesting, so I recorded it on my phone.
Okay, we're gonna play
and play that audio for you.
A true superstar with a gregarious personality. That's how NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman described Bobby Hull after the two-time MVP died Monday. Between the NHL and the WHA, Hull played 23 seasons, including 15 in Chicago, where he led the Blackhawks to the 1961 Stanley Cup, and he finished as the franchise's all-time leading goal scorer. He was inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame in 1983. Away from the ice, Hull's personal life was marred by allegations of domestic abuse and controversial remarks regarding black people and Adolf Hitler. Bobby Hull was 84 years old.
I realize this is it.
Yeah.
This is it. Yeah. I don't give a fuck what you do.
Yeah. Now I'm interested.
When he cured cancer and AIDS on the same weekend, but out of the lab, there were accusations.
And do they tell us what they are? And is Kanye speaking at the funeral?
He liked, he had words about blacks and Hitler.
Yeah, domestic abuse. So he said Hitler.
You can't just die anymore. That's my whole point. Like, here's my thing.
Yeah.
You only know him because he did this one thing, which is played hockey.
Yeah.
You are a sports network. Can we simply say this guy died?
But shouldn't he think to himself, I'm one of the greatest of all times. Maybe keep the pro-Hitler speak inside.
Well,
maybe
a lot of that.
Like, I've done nothing, and I think like that.
The guy's an athlete, and whatever he said about the black community was probably circa 1967. You know, times have changed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know what he said.
So it's okay to be racist back then.
It's, first off, how dare you stroll into my studio and speak to me with that tongue? No, what I'm saying is this. It's one thing if Bobby Orr attempts to burn down a black church in Georgia in 1969.
Yeah.
That should be part of his legacy. If he refers to African Americans as colored people, that's what everyone said.
But did he perhaps, like, he would score a goal and yell the N-word? Like, did it commingle?
As was the custom of the time.
And and this was the 60s.
Can't people
this
just
was
die anymore or
not? I say, let the guy die. All he did was play hockey. And by the way, hockey players are not who we turn to as civil rights leaders community activists. Just chase a puck around on a frozen lake. What do we need from them?
I saw a picture of Manson the other day, and he had a swastika, and
he's out.
Right, but that was shocking at the time.
Yes.
Now it's not even a good tattoo. Like, I'm more upset about the artwork.
The quality of the tattoo.
Now everybody's got that going on.
Well, he probably did the math. Like, probably not a ton of Jews in cell block 17, right? He did the math. I could probably win over more friends with the swastika than I would alienate.
Yeah.
Some of the guys are in here for white collar stuff.
Yeah, he was smart. He was
smart,
very good.
And shrewd. Play. I just need the last 15 seconds of that. Sorry, Gary. Again, I just love it.
Time leading goal scorer. He was inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame in 1983. Away from the ice, Hull's personal life was marred by allegations of domestic abuse and controversial remarks regarding black people and Adolf Hitler. Bobby Hull was 84 years old.
So what they really need to do is go, black people and Adolf Hitler. Bobby Orr was 83 years old.
Not Bobby Orr.
I mean,
Bobby Hull.
Bobby Orr, I know.
Oh, okay. We're Bostonian guy.
And I know Wayne Gretzky.
Okay, so you do know
some. I know some.
He knows American.
So here's
Bobby Hull. Hold on. They should go, died at 83. He'll be missed?
Yeah.
Like now they got to go up and put a question mark because of his love of Hitler.
I have a better idea. We have an after show called Off the Rink. Because that's what they said. They said off the rink.
Yes.
So maybe off the rink
should be off the record.
Yeah, we should have a whole show where we hear about what these people...
I am not interested in, ironically, whitewashing history. Mm-hmm. But I do feel like you guys do sports. Bobby Hull died. Just let him die.
Give us the stats.
If we want to go do a wiki search on him and find out what he said about Adolf, that'll be on us.
Right.
This let him. And you end it with that.
That's why? The last thing you
started with.
Right.
He was an anti-Semite. He loved Hitler. He hated the blacks.
Right.
Domestic abuse. And he scored 1,300 goals in a 23-year. That's where we're going out on.
Well, I think now we have to pull him from the Hall of Fame.
Oh, well, that may be next. Mm-hmm. What did he say about Adolf?
He said it was an alleged statement, but he says it was to the Moscow Times. He was quoted as saying, Hitler, for example, had some good ideas. He just went a little bit too far.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah.
This guy might have been ahead of his time.
Yeah.
If you measure that up against like Kanye, who's very open about it.
Yeah.
Those opinions.
Yeah, the problem with a lot of sort of iron-fisted leaders is they do get the trains running.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you can't give them their due, though, because at some point they kill, millions of their own countrymen, and then you have to
–
that outweighs the train
slightly.
Schedule.
Yeah, it sure does.
Yeah, some of the headlines about Bobby Hull, just read two of them. The first two that come up. Bobby Hull's off-ice transgressions can't be set aside to celebrate his on-ice greatness.
I can. I can set them aside and just celebrate his hockey play.
That's because Hitler did not affect you and your family.
Yeah, that's a good... Oh, no.
Oh, did?
Oh.
Did you have gypsies in your family?
How dare you? I don't even know if you're allowed to say gypsies anymore.
I don't know if we're allowed to.
You're not?
No.
They've taken that away?
No. I had one. They may be working on gypsies.
Formerly...
I said gypped once and someone's like, you can't say that.
You can't say gypped.
Yeah.
But Hitler sure went after gypsies.
I know.
And homosexuals.
No, no. I know you look at me as a very non-Jewish person, and I appreciate it. I'm flattered.
It's quite a compliment.
It is. It's a lovely compliment.
When people come up to you and they'll say, you don't look Jewish.
There you go.
I go, they don't understand. What a compliment.
Yes.
They just paid me.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel the same way. I'm not at all Jewish, but I have one family member and one family member only that I respected and loved, and it was my step-grandfather, Laszlo Gorog, who's a Hungarian Jew. I never knew either one of my biological grandfathers, but I did know him, and he kind of helped raise me, and I have great love and appreciation for Laszlo, who left Hungary, circa 1939 or something, and whose sister Buzsi and nephew Gabi were gathered up and put into camps, as well as many other Jewish folk in his village, so to speak. So I have a connection. I still think Hull should be left alone, but I have my bona fides.
That's amazing. You tap in. You're like a Venn diagram of victimization. Like
thank you.
You're everything.
I know.
There's not a category you don't fall into.
I will tell you something that is very interesting about the human condition, because you don't look Jewish per se,
or
whatever that means.
So nice,
you don't come across that way.
Yeah, no.
But you're a stand-up comedian, so people are like,
in show business,
The entire time I was a carpenter, no one ever thought I was Jewish. Second I got into show business, people are like, you're Jewish, so you understand, right?
Yeah.
Simply by switching professions.
It's amazing.
Nothing else changed. Yeah. Just the job went from, there's no way there's any Jews on this construction site in Canoga Park, right? It's impossible. So everyone did the math. And then as soon as I got into show business, it was like, oh, of course, you're a comedian. You're
Why Jewish, would they think you're Jewish with the name Carolla?
People don't do – Adam helped, but they don't really do the last name math. They just do the job. You have nappy hair and you work in show
and
business.
And I'm not quite comfortable with the term nappy hair anymore.
That's what they said.
Nappy gypsy hair.
I think Bobby Hull might have referred to one
so
of the
another
equipment managers.
Victimization in the Venn diagram is Adam – had to live with nappy hair.
I had to live with a Jewfro.
Yeah.
On top of an Italian head. All right. So, Bob, what else did they say about Bobby's troublesome past?
Just a lot of domestic abuse. Like, even his daughter became like a domestic abuse lawyer or something, or mm-hmm. something like that, in honor of her mom, because and she's not a big fan of mm-hmm. her dad.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, if the family's already like, oh, you're disgraced, then I think the press is going, okay, we can do this.
But
too.
The headlines are basically, we got to sling a little mud. We can't just let this legendary
New York
hockey
Times,
player die.
New York Times headline, Bobby Hull's golden hockey career diminished by his troubling dark side.
Okay, this is...
See, I don't think it diminishes your hockey career. Your hockey career is your hockey
career. Can't we separate the art from the artist?
So you can...
Yeah, I love Wagner.
So if you can't... Grandpa Moishe would not...
Laszlo.
Yeah, with Laszlo would not... Would not approve of that.
Well, I guess we'll never know.
Yeah. You know what I love? In Canada, Tim Hortons coffee.
Mm-hmm,
and Tim Hortons was a hockey player and then somehow started this coffee. But if you read about Tim Horton, it's a very dark, you know, like the headline would be Tim Hortons off ice antics darker than his coffee.
Yeah.
Like, read about that guy. I think he died in an accident, maybe he was drinking and driving, but... Great coffee. So you can separate. You can separate. If you take Michael Jackson, mm-hmm. and if the allegations are true, mm-hmm. you can still dance to beat it. You can still moonwalk and appreciate.
You know, not to sound like a hypocrite, but Michael Jackson gets a little fuzzier because pedophilia is its own separate category.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like, if Bobby Hull was actually involved with war crimes and things like that, I would take a different look at it.
Okay.
Stuff hockey players are some of the dumbest people on the planet. They just say things. And it also sounds like he drank a little bit.
Uh-huh.
You know, I hear hockey and domestic issues. I hear we lost to the Penguins and I'm having a belt.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Tim Horton died after losing control of his Pantera. That's nice.
I thought that was a band.
It's also an automobile that's...
Oh. Pantera's getting a lot of backlash right now, the band.
Really?
Yeah, the lead singer, like, years ago made like a white power statement, and now they're getting banned.
Okay, what's your ruling on that?
He said it was a joke. He said it was a joke that from backstage that he just brought out on a stage that day, and but yeah, it's resurfaced.
It's tarnished his on-stage career.
They're getting off to festivals and everything.
Pantera is not a car you want to drive around in Canada in.
Okay.
It's got a lot of horsepower. It's got a big American V8 mid-engine sort of in the back behind the driver, and it doesn't handle real well. So it's a real... way to hit a little black ice, punch it, and go off the road. But God bless Tim Horton for going out on a shield, man. You die in a Pantera. That is probably, you know, second to dying in a whorehouse. That's the most manly way to die.
It is.
Like, if somebody said, like, what happened to your uncle? He died in a Pantera accident. I'd be like, that was a dude.
It looks like a Ferrari.
It's a European design with an American engine.
So if this guy, I still don't know the guy, the hockey player who died.
Hull.
Okay, Bobby if Hull died in a Pantera, that'd be two things I'd never heard of.
That's right. All right. Also, on a separate note, I do a lot of societal judging and information gathering, not really based on collections of data. I look around, you know what I mean? I knew we were fat when I took my kids to Disneyland. As a country, I knew we were fat when I took my kids to Disneyland about 10 years ago and noticed that the employees were now fat.
Mm.
Not the fat guy from Iowa and his fat wife. The people who worked there were fat. And I was watching TV last night. And they're doing a story on in California, we've essentially legalized prostitution because I hope you're strapped in. It disproportionately affects the gay and the trans community or something.
What does?
Prostitution. What? Oh, yeah.
What is it? It disproportionately affects them in a good way?
Not in a positive way.
Oh.
So we just got rid of jaywalking in L.A. and in California because it disproportionately affects the black community.
Oh.
So we can get rid of anything because it disproportionately, you just have to go like
Does it does homelessness?
I should just go, I would like a blowjob because it disproportionately affects the black and brown community and the transgender community. Uh-huh. And by law, California law, you would have to blow me.
Okay.
That's basically okay. That's where we're heading.
It's a bit extreme, but yeah.
Well, when you
propose
wanna,
it.
When you want to put something, when you want to get a bill signed into law and it's a shitty bill, then you just say disproportionately affects an LGBT, whatever. So they got rid of it.
Okay.
And I hope you're buckled in again.
Okay.
Now there's more human trafficking and more pimps and more fucking runaways strung out
because
on meth on the street.
Because they stopped jaywalking?
They stopped. No, not jaywalking. This is the prostitution. So I'm watching this story, but I'm not really so caught up in the nuts and the bolts of the legislation. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at B-roll of California, L.A. prostitutes. And I went and told Ben to pull a few shots because what I started noticing thematically is that the prostitutes – you got that, Ben? There we go. Is that the prostitutes were fat.
Oh.
They were big. They were plus size. It was a five-minute news bit that had like B-roll of maybe – seven different prostitutes, you know, walking up the cars and walking down the street.
Yeah.
They were hefty.
Is this bigger than the Disney employees?
It's right up there with
really?
It. Now, what I'm saying about an indicator is prostitution was always a thin woman's game. I saw a pretty woman.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but I'm more concerned about the heels and how much they can hold.
Yes. Well,
is there a limit? Like elevators have limits?
Well, I am sure that if you're making lucite heels for prostitutes, just like if you're Airbus and you're making aircraft, you better widen those seats.
Right.
Like you better pay attention to who you're dealing with.
They better have a higher gauge for weight at this point.
Yes.
Yeah. A sturdier stiletto.
If you will.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I'm more concerned about.
Well, my feeling is this is a indicator of how goddamn fat we are. Because prostitutes were the thinnest in the community. Right. When I grew up, there's no such thing as a fat prostitute unless there's like a German tourist and he was into the one fat prostitute. There was the one fat prostitute.
And they weren't just thin. They were too thin.
They were like too thin because they didn't have enough to eat. They lived on the street and they were strung out on drugs.
Yeah.
These chicks are fucking hefty, and that's a bad sign for the nation because that means we're all fat. This is a snapshot.
This is it.
Look, when the prostitutes were skinny, the kids were skinny too.
But don't
now the prostitutes are fat, the kids are fat. Like I'm saying, if prostitutes cannot control their weight, nobody can.
Okay,
this is a business that requires that. And then also, I think about the Johns.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
but this
did we sign up for the mother load?
But this is all post-COVID. It is really hard to find good workers nowadays. And the integrity is not there. This is what happens when you let people work from home 4 days of the week. You show up one day, and you're calling out today, Adam, the work integrity and ethics of the streetwalking community is what you're really doing. And
I'm saying that this is a very eerie harbinger for where we're going as a city of Los Angeles.
Well,
these are the prostitutes.
I saw this coming.
This is not a story about diabetic prostitutes and their need for insulin. It was a story about prostitution where they couldn't find a thin prostitute walking the street.
Can I tell you why?
Hmm.
The thin ones all got nabbed up by Johns. They're not on the street to be photographed.
I see.
Yeah, this is the leftover.
Mm.
I don't mean to malign. And plenty of people are very attracted to this, so I don't want to fall into maligning, but I suspect that could be some of it. That, you know, the minute.
We're looking at some big women here.
But they got the shoes, so they care about their looks.
This means we're all fat.
Yeah.
When prostitutes are fat, we're fat. That's it.
Several years ago, I.
You ever been with a prostitute?
I have never. Have you?
No.
Can you do it without taking a sip and
sorry.
Covering half your
sorry,
face
not,
with the
no,
mouth?
I've not been with a prostitute. I never liked the notion of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But there's a look in your eye.
Well, I've been to Tijuana a few times.
Okay, so there's a gray line.
There's things that go on inside the strip club that sort of stay in the strip club. Yeah. But no, not been with a prostitute.
Yeah.
Not what you're thinking about.
Okay, I'm just checking. That's mm-hmm. all. So years ago, I realized that there was no integrity left in the world, that when prostitutes would tell on their Johns, when Heidi Fleiss gave up the Johns, I said, the world is done. Because
right.
that was sacred
right.
for hundreds, if not thousands of years.
Right.
You know, that you don't give up the John.
Right.
And once that's done, the world was over. And I'm right.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. And now we have morbidly obese prostitutes.
But, you know, that's what people want. Maybe that's what the market calls for.
I don't know if they're passing along like a hefty low discount. Mm. Or yeah,
what? Maybe it was just this street. Maybe they're sectioned off, and
it looks like
the
old
Jesse Waters crew just went down the road. Yeah.
Maybe blowjobs are up 86%. If I feel like sex with a lot of these gals is going to be problematic. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'll bet there's a steep rise in prostitute blowjobs.
A lot
of guys opting out of missionary.
What I like to do is I like to take somebody that I grew up with and considered obese. Mm-hmm. And look at them today and realize they're skinnier than me. Like if you put up a picture of John Belushi, he's not even obese by today's standard.
Yeah.
Put up that picture with him in the college shirt, you go, wow. But he was the fat guy when I was a kid.
Yeah,
Curly was the fat guy of the Three Stooges. He was probably 189 pounds or something.
It was nothing.
Nothing. All right. I got plenty more to talk to Orny about. We got some nerd walking, some in-studio nerd walking to do, and we'll get to all that right after this. Good ranchers. Here's a New Year's resolution that's easy to tackle. Do some serious good in your life. How about that? Change how you buy meat. Good Ranchers, 100% American meat company that delivers the best cuts of beef, chicken, and seafood right to your door, all sourced from local U.S. farms. And right now, get over 2 pounds of chicken free in every box for a year when you subscribe. That's a year's worth of America's best chicken free. $149 value, by the way. When you subscribe at goodranchers.com, you got to get some good protein in your body, and Good Ranchers is the way to do it. Plus, a bonus, $20 off if you use my code Adam at checkout. So use the code Adam, get the $20 off, get the year's worth of free chicken, all with Good Ranchers. Right, Dawson?
Start your year right. Change the way you buy meat by switching to Good Ranchers. Make sure to subscribe today and use code Adam to claim your free chicken for a year and $20 off your first box. Good Ranchers, American meat delivered.
Well, a lot of stress out there. Oh, yeah, people have experienced it. I don't know. Maybe it's all the big tech. I don't know. Maybe it's everyone staring at their phones all day. I don't know, but you need to relieve it. And it's a new year, so let's see if we can reach our full potential. You can't be at your best if you're stressed, so you need to check out Next Evo Naturals, the most clinically studied CBD brand there is. Their SmartSorb technology can help you get a better start to the new year with products like Stress CBD Complex, clinically proven to reduce stress by up to 70% and improve concentration by 50%. This stuff works. I'm here to tell you, especially if you just need to relax. 4 times better overall CBD absorption, proven in multiple clinical studies, by the way. Explore Next Evo products for less stress, better sleep, or a boost in daily wellness in 2023. It's Next Evo Naturals, right, Dawson?
Make CBD a part of reaching your full potential with Next Evo Naturals. Go to nextevo.com/podcast and use promo code Adam to get 20% off your first order of $40 or more. That's 20% off $40 or more at nextevo.com/podcast with code Adam. In celebration of Jim Carolla's upcoming 92nd birthday, here's a list of 92 things Jim Carolla has never done. Number 13, used a pool skimmer. Just one of 92 things Jim Carolla has never done. Let's get back to the Adam Carolla Show.
Orny Adams in studio. He's coming to a town near you. He's coming to the Admiral Theater in Washington. That's coming up Saturday. And then also Sarasota, Florida, McGurdy's Comedy Theater. And you just go to ornyadams.com for all the dates. All right. There's a call up here, so I thought maybe we'd take that real quick. Cassius, 49.
Yeah. Hey, Adam.
What's going on?
How you doing?
Good.
You know, this all this uproar all over the nation with the Tyre Nichols killing, the police killing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, everyone is painting it with such these huge brushes. These, you know, the ideological, like the white supremacy thing. Even though they're black guys, you know, these huge brush strokes. But no one's talking about the fact the guy got out of his car. They pull him out. They're telling him to get on the ground. He gets on the ground, and he's laying on his side, and they're yelling at him to lay on his stomach, and they're only going to then put him in cuffs once he does that. And somehow he's able, they're surrounding him. The gun is, somehow he's able to get up and run away from them. It's like no one's focusing on what why could they just slap the cuffs on him and get him into the car? What?
Yeah.
What, you know, all
well,
this was caused by...
it was really
what?
Inept.
Did you watch the video?
Yeah, I've seen it. I've heard a police officer say that, and I would agree, not making their argument, but it's hard to put cuffs on someone who doesn't want to be cuffed. It's like, we go, just slap the cuffs on him. Well, if someone's struggling, you can't just slap the cuffs on him.
But he wasn't struggling. He laid down on his side.
Listen, what happens is, I think this is what happened. These people overreact, the cops. They overreact with so much force. And then at some point they go, just hold still, relax, and lay down. And you go, I can't, because of what happened 5 minutes before
this.
Yeah,
I mean, every time he stood still for a second, somebody punched him in the face.
Right.
So you have five people punching your face. See if you have the ability or where you know,
that,
to put your hands behind your back.
You know, way after what I'm talking about. This is at the very beginning. He laid on his side. And he had his hands back, and he's saying, "Okay, you guys are doing a lot here."
Giving
up to them.
Yeah,
this relates to you talking about obesity. Like, are the cops, are they just so heavy that they can't just bend over and swiftly put him in the cuffs? Like, it's so absurd. And then he's able to get up and somehow get away from them. They have him surrounded, and it's like.
So you believe the cops overreacted? To be clear.
What's that?
You believe the police overreacted?
Well, of course. Okay. When they're screaming and yelling at him.
Bobby Hull said he disagreed as he was dying. And it's marred his
I feel
ice.
Like at one point, if one officer came over and just said, everybody, back off.
Yes.
Sir, just put your hands behind your back. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to cuff you.
Or literally just lay down on top of him. Like
one
he was
person.
140 pounds. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were.
It wasn't some huge bruiser.
No, there were.
It wasn't some heavyweight.
I agree. Cash, your line is breaking up. But now we have to spin it into some form of like white supremacy or something. I always love it. I love it when the media gets caught. Like they're like, oh, black guy killed by the cops. Yeah. Oh, white supremacy. Five cops, all black. Mm. All right, we're gonna have to burn some calories here, people. But I'm still gonna be able to get it back to white supremacy. Do not worry. There is a real issue, and the real issue is qualified people do not want to be cops anymore because CNN and Joe Biden and society have made it so difficult to be a cop now. And they've spun all, you know, it's an interesting thing. Like when Whoopi Goldberg is like, how would America react if a white guy got beaten up by cops? White guys get beaten up by cops all the time. You just choose not to view any of that. None of that information shows up on CNN. I mean, Mark Geragos has the worst cop killing. He just got $8 million for Daniel Shavers, the worst cop execution ever. But it's like a white guy. So Whoopi doesn't know about that case. She's not interested. And CNN's not interested. They have a narrative. The narrative is this white supremacy, bad cops. And then black guys kill the guy. And now they have to bend themselves into pretzels trying to figure out a way to steer this back to white supremacy when everybody, including the police chief, is black in this town. What's really happening is the cops no longer want to be cops in heavy crime areas anymore.
I don't think in Los Angeles they want to be cops.
You've made it very difficult. And when you make it very difficult, then you have to lower the standards mm-hmm. for who you're hiring because you need bodies in those uniforms.
Right.
So people you wouldn't have taken several years ago are now on the force and look out when they get out of control. Mm. That's the era we're living in.
And you blame for this trend what? Who? You think it's political. There's an agenda.
Well, there's a narrative and slash agenda. So what happens is cops kill black people and they kill white people. Mm-hmm. It's very few and far between. Statistics are like 23 unarmed black people are killed by the cops every year. It's a low number.
It's still 23. How many white people are killed?
More.
More white people are killed by cops.
Yes. And there's more. There's more white people, mm-hmm. but yes, statistically more white people and Hispanics. And then there's studies that cops are less likely to use deadly force on black criminals than they are on white and Hispanic, which makes sense because who the fuck wants to be all over CNN? Yeah,
especially now, right?
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to really think hard if you're a white cop using deadly force against a black citizen versus deadly force against another white guy.
And how is this covered on, like, Fox?
Fox covers it as this epidemic that you're talking about, which is white cops killing black citizens, is A, nothing compared to black-on-black crime, and also statistically not relevant because there's more white people killed by cops than black people killed by cops. And then also, black people, males, young black males are disproportionately involved with crime higher than, let's say, the Asian community or the Jewish community. So they're going to have more interactions with cops statistically than a 19-year-old Asian male statistically. Mm. So there's a bunch of nuances here. CNN and then The View just and Al Sharpton and, you know, all the race hustlers, they just go straight down the systemic racism thing. They never get into the nuances of it. And they then perpetuate this theme that we live in a racist culture with cops, now even black cops, buying into the culture of racism and thus turning on their own.
Do you think it's healthy for you to be watching The View?
I'd
say no for his blood pressure alone.
Yeah, blood pressure and just your image. Like, what are you doing watching The View?
I have no thoughts about my image. I never have.
Do you watch TLC?
I will.
Greatest programming.
I will.
Last night I watched something called Extreme Sisters, where
really?
Twin sisters are like taking baths together. They speak the same. They dress the exact same. Then twin sisters are dating the same guy and live with him, and he's with both of them. Then they got another show called 1,000-pound sisters.
Yeah.
Right? Right? Mm-hmm. Then
those aren't the extreme sisters?
No, those aren't extreme. No, that's not extreme enough.
Wait, are they prostitutes?
No,
are they
not
working downtown LA?
No, they're not.
I thought I saw those two.
They do have 1,000-pound sister prostitute. That's a spinoff. They have 90-day fiance. This is the greatest. Why you're watching anything else but the turn off the news. There you go. This is you watch TLC programming is proof that America is great again.
I don't have an appetite for the kind of freakish sideshow part of entertainment. I don't know why.
I'm sorry, 90 Day Fiancé is just phenomenal.
Is it?
Unbelievable.
What's the best level story that you've seen?
They're all just, it's all people like in other countries dating people that are clearly not even close. You know what I mean? Like it's like a guy who's 80 and dating somebody that even I couldn't get with all my credits.
Yeah.
And success. Mm-hmm. But somehow they'll lead this person on. He sends money and then they bring him over and then somehow it doesn't work out. I mean, every story is so great.
There's also something about the sort of human misery component that bothers me. But I used to watch Catfish.
Right.
So I did enjoy that theme.
But it's such a great escape from the world, from all this, because you'll drive yourself nuts.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, you can't control this messaging and all. It's well beyond us.
So you're saying just let it go.
Let it go.
And watch The 1,000-Pound Sister.
I don't watch 1,000-Pound Sister. I have trouble watching that show. Yes, I do. But 90 Day Fiancé. And then the best is, at the end of the season, they put them all in a studio and they attack each other. And like dysfunctional people weighing in on other dysfunctional people.
Yeah.
It's just genius. I proposed a show and they didn't buy it.
What was it called?
Well, they have another show called Love After Lockup, which is, I think, unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a great show. There are people that date when the person's in prison and then they get out. And
right.
So I thought, how about this? Now, what do I do if somebody steals my concept?
Oh.
Because I'd like to sell it.
We have a lot of Hollywood insiders who listen to this
podcast.
Right,
that's what I'm afraid that... the guy Matt who does the show is going to hear this and steal it.
Well, I'll pitch one I just thought of.
Okay, let's hear it.
And, if they steal it, they steal it. But it's chronicled here.
Yeah.
Everyone loves Shark Tank.
Yeah.
Drunk Tank.
Mm-hmm.
GoPros inside of, we go to, Louisiana for Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
Wire up the drunk the drunk tank.
Yeah.
And just whoever gets brought in. And all the conversations that take place.
Can we do it we're in a central place and we go, cut to Louisiana?
Yeah.
Like that guy does
like
it.
Like the cop show.
The cop show.
Yeah, yeah. What's going on? Oh, there's a fight in the Alabama drunk tank.
Breaking news, Tennessee drunk tank.
It's red zone.
Yeah. I think this is...
Guys yakking in the toilet.
Yep.
There's guys who think they're the king of the cage.
Mm-hmm.
There's other guys stealing someone's bologna sandwich and a fight breaks out.
Somebody naked. Always naked.
We get the pissed off wife who's come to bail them out.
Yeah, yeah.
That
someone's
conversation.
Gotta fall in love, too. We need a love.
Love is found.
Yeah.
Love is found.
There's love?
There has to be love.
Really?
It's a TLC show. You got to put some love in
it. Yeah, I don't know why they wouldn't buy this right away. I'd love to host it. I really would.
Drunk Tank. With Orny Adams?
Yeah, with Orny Adams.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I could. Yeah. And then we wire them up for an interview when they get out.
Yeah.
They'll look like shit because it'll be the next day.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hungover.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. They got let go of their UPS delivery job.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The wife has moved out because this is the third DUI.
Yeah.
Drunk Tank with Orny Adams.
Oh, and there could be spinoffs, and that's the thing. Once they sign, they're drunk, but they sign our waiver, we own the rights to their story in perpetuity on all formats. So if we go to Mars and we want to exploit their shitty, crappy lives, we own it.
Right.
That UPS driver, we might do a spinoff on him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Maybe
all
now he's delivering for Grubhub.
That's my pitch.
I think it's great.
Solid, right?
I think it's really good. And I think that here's mine. I'm going to do it. But I pitched this to TLC.
It better be better than Drunk Tank.
That's not going to be better. Okay,
I just came up with Drunk
Tank. I'm not coming up
with it. You've been nursing this idea for 4 years.
And I made a sizzle reel.
You better hope I didn't just shit out a better idea than yours.
I don't know how they're not doing this. I'll tell you off the air.
No,
because they're going to call me. TLC, this is a big show.
You made a sizzle reel. They're not interested.
Well, maybe my agents didn't get it to the right people. Mm. I feel like I can sell it in one sentence, just like we just sold yours.
Drunk Tank. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
And then we have different themes. We'd have Super Bowl Drunk Tank,
mm-hmm.
where we go to Arizona for the Super Bowl.
Major holidays, yeah.
We'll have
Thanksgiving.
On Super Bowl, not only will we have the Arizona Drunk Tank where the Super Bowl takes place, but if Philly wins, we'll set up in Philly. We'll be preset in Philly and Kansas City, because when the people hit the streets and they're shit-faced and they get carted away, and then it's Philly Drunk Tank.
What about Prostitution Watch? And we go city to city and follow the prostitutes in real time. That's something else. It's another project. I'm still working on it.
Yeah, well,
it's not there yet.
Let me see the sizzle reel.
I'm just tossing stuff out to the room. Okay, that's all. Not all.
I love it.
My mind works so fast. You just don't know what's going to come out. It's crazy. But, you know, you got to be prepared to fail in the pitch.
I would.
And I don't believe that you just came up with Drunk Tank. I suspect that it's been going around in your mind for a while, and you've just been waiting for the right guest to slip it in.
Yeah, you got me. I've been nursing that idea for a number of years now.
I know.
I remember back in the day, I said to Jimmy, like in 1997, he pitched me the Man Show, and I was like, all right, but I got a better idea. I call it Drunk Tank. Yeah. And he's like, let's try the Man Show first. And same thing happened with Crank Anchors. I said to Jimmy, now the door's wide open for Drunk Tank.
Yeah.
Those are stepping stones.
Yeah. I talked about it so much that I just started calling it DT.
Yeah.
Like I think now we could definitely get that sold.
Because I remember the other day when we were at the improv and you were like, I'm working on these. I said, I heard you're doing documentaries. And you're like, fuck that. I got this idea. Drunk Tank. It's my magnum opus. Forget everything I've done. I'm putting it all into Drunk Tank.
So you're saying the idea.
Yeah, the impetus.
That I just had moments ago may be superior to the idea you've been working on for years.
I think it's more on brand with you, and I think mine is more on brand with me.
Ah. Oh, you're right. Leaves the door open for sponsorship. You know, Bud Light presents Drunk Tank.
Drunk Tank.
With Orny Adams.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that the sponsorship will be unbelievable because, you know, we're going to encourage people to. That's a problem is further down. It's going to turn like Maury Povich and those shows where people are going to try
to get on to Drunk Tank.
Because they'll be like flash around like acting like an idiot. And then they'll go like this and they'll have a Drunk Tank tattoo.
You're right, except for I would argue that you do have to be arrested for either driving drunk or being intoxicated in public. That is going on your record.
Not that hard. Yeah, but
it's not that hard, but I think it would slow down the fakes. You know what I mean? The people are trying to game Drunk Tank.
Yeah, I don't.
You don't?
Yeah. No.
What people do for the clout these days?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They'll think about the views. That's the other thing. I want a piece of everybody's Instagram, TikTok. I want to own their lives.
Wait, this is your project now?
I'm just trying to monetize this.
Okay.
Aren't you and I? We're in the twilight of our careers.
This is such a great idea you both have.
Let's just take it all while we can.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Look what Jimmy did with the Man Show.
I know. Wait, what did he do?
Exploit it. He's still working.
That's true.
He's on
20th year.
Network.
That's right.
He's got a big-time comedy club in Las Vegas.
That's true.
You
I know.
Can't go to Vegas without people saying Jimmy Kimmel Comedy Club.
That's true.
The guy has done it. Guy
That's
has
right.
done
Everything.
It.
Now it's time for me to make my move.
I'm going
to
make this. I love and respect you so much. It will be my life's goal to make this so good that Jimmy Kimmel wants to throw up and just puke. Because he had his chance
with
the Man
Tank.
Show. Yeah, back with the Man Show when you pitched it to him and he passed. So now we're going to show him. So
that's
when he's out with Matt Damon and all his Hollywood friends, we're the darlings now.
Sitting home.
Bob Dylan said the first one now will later be last.
Ah.
Remember that, Kimmel.
Yeah.
We're coming for you.
DT's coming for you.
Carolla and Adams, production company.
Yeah, that's good.
And I'm going to give you part of my show, too. If you sell this one, I'll give you part of mine.
I'll just keep this one. I haven't heard your pitch yet. It's endless possibilities. One of the guys got really bad diarrhea, and he's going to shit up the whole cell. On the one toilet there.
Yeah.
We have the girlfriend has showed up to pull the guy out while the wife. Same time the wife has come to bail him out.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's also this. There's a lot of people that listen to your show. They're not familiar with the way Hollywood works and production. So I'm going to give an example because people may not be excited about how we can sort of zhuzh the show up. So, for example, you won't see this scene after scene, but there'll be a camera in the cell and the person will be asking over and over again, can I use the bathroom? Can I use the bathroom? Because there's not a bathroom in the drunk. It's, you know.
There's a toilet. There is one pot. I think there's
It's
one.
Out of order on our show.
Okay.
It's out of order. They have to be escorted.
No, I like where you're going.
And we have a porta potty. Okay.
Right, okay,
fully mic'd. fully camera. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. HD. HD. 5K.
5K.
5K GoPros in there.
Right.
Okay. Toilet's not open yet. It's going to be a few minutes to the point where they defecate themselves on camera. What you don't understand is that wouldn't have happened if drunk tank producers weren't in the ear of the corrections officers.
Yep. You're right.
Yeah.
And how about like a very special drunk tank episode where like a special needs motorist gets locked up for driving a handicapped van too fast or something, and we actually feel for the guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It pulls at the heartstrings.
Yeah.
He was out. It was a Christmas party. He never drank before.
Will you write down, we're going to need a really good composer, if you could put that in the notes, because we can manipulate emotions with
music.
With music, yeah. Score.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah,
we'll score it. We'll have to score it.
In real time, because the other thing is the stupid audience is going to think it's live, but it really isn't live. This is all pre-recorded and scripted and everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, scripted?
Not scripted, but we know what's coming down the line.
Yeah.
Like when I go, oh, breaking news in Sacramento, drunk tank.
Yeah. Oh, we cook it. We do is we do things like, all right, there's 14 of you in the drunk tank. We only have 13 bologna sandwiches. Mm-hmm. So you guys are going to have to kind of settle it amongst hijinks ensue, right?
Yeah. I shit you not, Jimmy Kimmel just texted he wants in.
He wants in on DT?
Yeah.
Tell him the fucking window is shut and painted closed.
Wow.
Because I gave him a chance to get in
on... The window's fucking shut.
And painted closed.
And I think you know what that means. You're going to need a razor to undo that paint.
Don't even get into the specifics of painting. Just, he'll get the metaphor.
Is it oil paint or is it...
They either call it low luster or eggshell, and it would be water-based paint because in California they don't do the...
Yeah, but you probably have some of the old oil, and it's close shot with oil paint,
but
eggshell.
Don't get mired in the type of paint.
But I think it's something that will throw him off, and because he'll know that we thought about this even more than just a generic sort of like cliche expression.
All right, well then tell him it's a Dunn Edwards latex paint.
Semi-gloss.
Go with semi-gloss because that's you'd paint the wood.
How about with semi, go fuck yourself.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, because he's reading it all along.
Right.
Oh, this is they're serious, and then it's
he's
go fuck
excited,
yourself.
Yeah.
All right, that'll cut you. Send that out. Drunk Tank with Orny Adams.
Yeah, not produced by Jimmy Kimmel.
That's right.
Yeah,
or we leave his name off altogether.
Yeah.
I would watch the shit out of Drunk Tank. All right, let's see.
By the way, sorry.
Yes.
One episode, the host is drunk.
Could you do that?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, great.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. For Drunk Tank, I think that's the Christmas special. Mm-hmm. I dress up as Santa Claus.
Yeah.
And I'm shit-faced.
Yes. Like Trading Places.
And I'm yelling at the people. That be nice if there was a monitor in there and I fought with the people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, if you're up for it. Okay.
That's a ratings highlight. That's every year, like when they go, are we going to renew TLC? We go, don't forget about the Christmas special.
We got
for sweeps week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We got Super Bowl, Drunk Tank edition. We have Mardi Gras, Cinco de Mayo.
Yep.
Get a little Spanish flavor.
I got another one. You're going to write this down.
All right.
I want to go up against Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, you want to go for the 11:30 slot?
Bury him.
Nightly. Strip show.
Every single night. I'm going to take out ads on his show.
For Drunk Tank.
Wow. Yeah. You could be watching Drunk Tank.
Yeah.
Enjoying all the sober guests.
Yeah.
Come over to Drunk Tank and watch drunk, stupid people with Orny Adams.
Yeah.
Late Night has a new face.
Yeah.
Orny Adams.
This is sounding like...
Late Night has a new face. It's all of America. Shit-faced.
Yeah. This crusade's sounding personal now.
We're going to print money.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We're the new darlings of Hollywood.
Oh, my God.
We really are.
Maybe we get... Look, I'm just spitballing, but
okay,
I don't know if Quincy Jones would score this thing, but
I don't think anybody would.
Working that hard right now.
I think anybody. I'm going to tell you who I'm going to get. Jimmy Kimmel's band.
Oh, Cleto and the Cletones?
They're signing up right now.
Wow.
Yep.
All right, we got one more call over here.
Oh, here, press it.
I would watch Drunk Tank.
Mm-hmm.
I would.
Yeah.
All right. Even for just a good dose of Schadenfreude, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I don't care how bad my life is. I am not in that drunk tank.
But
in Louisiana,
see, now
right
you're
now.
Getting it. So do you see, for the last 30 minutes when we were pitching this idea and we were talking about TLC, you weren't thinking about Fox versus CNN.
Mm.
You were seeing that there's a whole other world out there.
You're right.
Yeah. You were using words like Schadenfreude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Thanks, man.
Welcome back.
Thanks for bringing me back.
Yeah.
Thanks, Hardy.
Jim?
Oh, wait. How are you guys?
Good. Would you watch Drunk Tank with Orny Adams?
I can't wait to see it. Is it on next season, or you guys think you could get it in the middle of this one?
We're going to fast track it, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Fast track it.
Yes. Yeah. Instant yeah. green light.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a good Netflix binge thing, too, you know, for after. You know, mm-hmm. to sell it to Netflix.
Yeah.
After, mm-hmm. definitely.
Yeah.
Adam, I got an analogy. It's half-baked. You're the best person I could come to on this. Mm. Okay.
We spin off. Hold on. We're going to spin some of this drunk tank
okay,
off.
Good. Yeah, I wasn't done either, so I'm so glad you're coming
we'll
back.
We'll spin off, and we'll call it. Oh, let's see. Let me put him on a hold here. All right.
This is real insight into what a writer's room is like for the people
we'll
out
go,
there.
Yeah.
You know, your fans in Oklahoma.
From we'll go from the dash to the tank, where we actually have the dash cam of the arrest.
Mm.
And then the part that precedes the drunk tank.
Right.
Season one, we'll just take it from the drunk tank. But as we spin off, we'll take it from the dash cam
of the cop car. But
there's
going to be, can I just, as a host, this is how I imagine
we
it.
We want your input.
Okay. Oh, look, we have a guy in Minneapolis that's been pulled over. It looks like, he's walking the line. I'm thinking this guy's going to the tank. And then I turn to like an expert. Like, what do you think? Oh, this guy's definitely
Dr. Drew
taken in.
Dr. Drew
has enough going on. I need
he's
the next.
Name.
Who's the next Dr. Drew? Who's the next one? And not Dr. Oz.
You don't want Drew? He's an addiction medicine specialist.
Drew would be good.
We should do a chemistry test.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's see how you
see
guys.
How,
love him.
Yeah.
You'll love him.
I will love him?
Yeah, he's really good.
Will he get drunk on the Christmas special? Or, or will he be breathalyzing me the whole time as a doctor?
I can't speak for him, but I'm saying I think you guys need to have a chemistry test. Like, just sit down.
Right.
See if you vibe. Sorry,
let's go
ahead.
Let's set that up. Yeah.
Yeah, let's set that up.
So I think, like, there's sort of – it's a play-by-play about that, you know. About that. We should, that's what I think.
He's not, we get you a telestrator. He's trying to walk the line here. See, he stepped, he stepped on a pine cone. Now he's off the line. You're circling.
So you'd be true. What are the signs you're looking for, Dr. Drew, in somebody that perhaps is intoxicated?
Well, equilibrium, obviously something. The ability to memorize the alphabet backwards.
Oh, he's picking his nose. Now, is that something that a sober person?
That's what we call a tell.
Mm.
Sober people don't go for the books when they're talking to the officers.
We're going
to
go to our online quiz right now. Guess the guy's
blood alcohol level.
Oh.
Right.
Right. So now it's interactive.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now tweeting about
in,
it.
In real time.
Real time.
Yeah. Hashtag, how fucked up is this guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean.
It writes itself.
It's really, and I think that I don't know why you can't be the doctor. Like, we could just, you know, like these commercials for these, like the medicines where they, we'll just put you in a white thing. First of all, has anybody ever checked Dr. Drew's credentials?
That's
I mean, it's
point.
Almost like that senator. Who's to say, nobody's fact checked him.
No.
Like, I'd like to see the degree.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'd like to see, have you ever met anybody that says, I was in medical school with Dr. Drew?
No, I haven't spoken to that person.
Because they don't exist.
That's right.
It's a fraud. I'm here today to take down potentially Dr. Drew. It's a fraud.
And Jimmy?
And Jimmy Kimmel for what he did to you.
My two partners.
What he did to you.
But you can't take down everyone I've worked with.
By the way, I'm at the Jimmy Kimmel Comedy Club in April, April 6th through something. So, I'm looking forward to those dates.
All right, sorry. Caller Jim from Illinois. Let's see. Yeah,
Adam.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, so I've got a half-baked analogy I need you to help me talk it through.
All right.
So I feel like sports fans don't realize that they're just like the same as racist people, right? In that, like, it's something usually they're just born into, first of all, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, all these, I live in the Chicagoland area. Everyone just hears roots for the home team, right?
Right.
It's not like they had a choice into this. They hate members of any other team or fans of other teams.
Mm-hmm.
They think their teams are the best. They think the people, their fans are the best. They like to convene with their own people.
Yeah.
Right? And then think about, like, you know, remember the San Francisco Giants, L.A. Dodgers battle parking lot battle? Like, what is that? Like, that's the same thing. That's,
you know,
just the same kind of hatred, right? For just something, for what? It's, you have a team?
This is really telling, Adam. Jim is from Illinois. Are you a Blackhawks fan, Jim?
Yeah, I do.
Who's
I
the
do
greatest Blackhawks player ever?
Bobby Hall.
Oh,
there you go.
There you go.
Yeah, Orny Adams, not
racist
a fan.
Bobby Hall. I don't know if you heard the last 15 seconds of the clip from last night, but he passed away with her. He was born with a silver swastika in his mouth.
Yeah. He was off the ice. It's like he's a hockey player, not interested in off the ice part. Yes, Jim, I've said this many times as it pertains to race relations. I have likened it to sports teams, which is everyone always talks about what's wrong with just having, you know, Black pride or Hispanic pride or Asian something. You know, what's wrong with this? And I go, nothing's wrong with that. Unfortunately, at some point, it morphs into having to go after the other team. There's nothing that exists in sports where you just like your own team.
Right.
You start off loving your own team, and that morphs into, I love my own team, and I hate the Giants.
Yeah.
And then shit happens in the subway, and there's a fight.
Yeah,
that's why I don't like the picking of teams racially, but thanks,
Jim. Do you remember when Rob Lowe went to a game, and he just wore the NFL hat?
Mm.
It was incredible.
No, but I do remember a young Rob Lowe starring in a fantastic film called Youngblood.
Oh,
where he played a young hockey player with the great Patrick Swayze.
Mm.
It is a forgotten 80s movie, which is about as 80s as a movie ever got, which is Youngblood, where Rob Lowe played a hockey player.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what happened. Okay, I'm sorry.
Well, off the ice, it was problematic.
Yes, of course.
A wild racer.
And by the way, I own the rights to Off the Ice, the after show, too. I'm developing that concurrently.
Is Orange just coming here to poach shows?
Not poaching shows. I came up with Off the Ice. Yours, Drunk Tank is yours.
Thank you.
Yeah. Wow. Let me explain to you what's happening here with this picture of Rob Lowe. Here's what happened. He showed up at the stadium, and he realized his hair looked like shit that day, and he asked, does anybody have a hat?
Mm.
And they just gave him that NFL hat.
Orny.
Yeah.
In terms of hosting Drunk Tank.
Yeah. I'm so glad we're back to this.
You don't mind if I just go out to Dave Coulier just to kind of gauge his interest?
He's not the right guy for it, and I don't want to throw him under the Drunk Tank.
Right.
But, yeah.
You're the man.
It's my time.
There's going to be a handful of guys we need to go out to.
It's like Paul McCartney and John Lennon. There's Mick Jagger. Keith Richards. There are just certain things that come together for it's meant to be.
Mm.
And it's just like, it's
you
my calling.
Drunk Tank.
It's my calling.
Okay.
Well, I've already fully developed it. I'm not too sure what Dave Coulier has brought to the table. I think Coulier has.
Just name recognition.
Yeah.
I think he.
And a certain je ne sais quoi.
I think if you were to say the late Bob Saget, I would understand because he hosted, you know, America's
funniest videos.
Right,
yeah.
So I get that.
Mm.
Listen, I'd be willing to test against Dave Coulier. I'm that confident.
All right.
I'm confident.
All right. So,
and he has no chemistry.
We're going to have a
doctor.
We'll have the chemistry lunch with Dr. Drew, and we'll test against Coulier.
Yeah.
All right. Then we'll move forward from there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll take a break. We got some nerd walking, some in-house nerd walking with our in-house nerd, Ben, right after this.
All month long on Pluto TV, stream the biggest Tyler Perry movies free. Watch your favorites like Madea's Witness Protection and Madea's Big Happy Family. Join Tyler Perry as he goes on a couples retreat with Sharon Leal in Why Did I Get Married? Or Idris Elba and Gabrielle Union in the Tyler Perry-directed film Daddy's Little Girls. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of channels with thousands more movies and TV shows, available on live and on demand. Download the free Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices and start streaming now. Pluto TV. Drop in, watch free.